This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning had a little bit of rain last night. Maybe you saw it, probably didn't. A little bit less than a quarter of an inch for most of us.
But by this time tomorrow morning, we may be experiencing severe weather. Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff joins us now with a look. Dan.
Hey, I appreciate it. Good morning. Hope everyone had a good weekend. Yeah, we're going to monitor the threat for some isolated severe storms tomorrow morning as a big line comes plowing through here from west to east. Right now, I'm looking at a time frame between 4 and 8. As we get closer to midnight tonight, though, I'll know exactly where these storms are forming, and I'll be able to hone that down maybe into a 3-hour time frame. But either way, it's going to affect your morning commute. Definitely want to wake up early, tune to KRLD on your Odyssey app and in your vehicle as you head into work, and allow extra time getting to your final destinations. But everything should be east of us after about 8 or 9 o'clock. What's the rest of our work week look like? We'll let you know coming up here in just a few minutes.
Last night's rain combined with some blustery winds created headaches for some travelers bound for DFW Airport. American Airlines reports two of its flights heading for DFW had to be rerouted to Waco, and so did a Houston-bound flight from United, which hit some pretty bad turbulence. Now, five people on that flight had to actually be taken to a Waco hospital to get checked out. Dallas police say a fight led to a mass evacuation at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center on Saturday afternoon. KRLD following it as breaking news, and KRLD's Malcolm Hornsby begins our team coverage.
Police say the fight between two people led to multiple poles being knocked down, which caused a loud noise. Police say the noise caused panic inside the building, prompting people to rush outside in a stampede, thinking there was an active shooter. This all happened during the NCAA All-Star National Championship competition, which brought more than 58,000 people to North Texas this weekend, 30,000 of them cheerleaders. From the 24-hour news center, Malcolm Hornsby, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And after all was said and done on Saturday, the competition returned to normal on Sunday.
Here at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center, Sunday was devoted to what the cheer teams came here for. Competition. Competition that was interrupted by Saturday's panic. Saturday, in the immediate hours after the panicky evacuation of the convention center, some students and parents seemed reluctant to resume their programs. But by Sunday, those fears were quelled and the teams were as enthusiastic as ever.
We are here, despite all the odds yesterday, to bring back that title back home to New Jersey.
From the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
By the way, I found the video of the fight that caused the whole stampede. And I will tell you that after watching that, it's really remarkable. That fight wasn't that big of a deal. And to think that that led to the mass panic and the evacuation there of 30,000 cheerleaders and another 20,000 parents and coaches and everybody else. If you want to see that video, you can right now. Just go to KRLD.com. Today is day one of a 2-year plan to replace old, failing cast iron water mains in Fort Worth, where the water department's Mary Gugliuzza tells NBC5 that those old water lines contribute to 85% of the water main ruptures in the city.
Everybody may remember August of 23 when we had a major water main break at Collier in West Lancaster, and that was a real driver behind this project.
Yeah, Collier, in fact, is one of the first where work is going to begin to remove the old cast iron lines and replace them with more modern materials. Crews are also going to be working on Florence Street, West 13th Street, and West Lancaster. The first phase is going to take about 6 months to complete.
And on the subject of water, starting today, watch out for some changes.
The North Texas Municipal Water District will temporarily switch the disinfectant used in its water treatment process. Now, this routine change will last until March 31st, and It's supposed to help maintain water quality and prepare pipes for summer. Chlorine will be used alone during this period instead of chlorine plus ammonia. Now, don't worry, the water will still be safe to drink and will meet all health standards. You might notice a stronger chlorine taste or smell, but you can easily reduce this by chilling water or adding a slice of citrus. For more information, visit NTMWD's website. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
But I don't like citrus in my water.
Well,
it's better than the smell of chlorine, I suppose.
I suppose, but you can't smell anyway. So
that is a very good point. The FBI returns President Trump's property after they seized it during that raid in August of 2022 at Mar-a-Lago at his home there in Florida. In a statement, the White House Communications Director Stephen Chung says the FBI is giving the president his property back that was taken during the unlawful and illegal raids. He says, we are taking possession of the boxes and loading them into Air Force One. Some of those boxes were loaded onto the plane before Trump's flight back there on Friday.
A man now charged with arson after Friday night's apartment fire that left 20 people homeless. And when firefighters arrived in Fort Worth, flames were already jetting from the second floor of the complex on Hamilton Avenue in Fort Worth. Two people were treated at the scene, but no one needed to go to the hospital. Two senior citizens, along with a mom and her children, all had to be rescued. Meanwhile, about 3,000 combat troops are heading to the U.S. southern border as part of President Donald Trump's clampdown on illegal immigration. Here's KRLD's Chris Fox.
The announcement from the Pentagon that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordered the troop deployment, mostly coming from a Stryker Brigade combat team and a General Support Aviation Battalion. The Department of Defense releasing a statement saying the goal is to reinforce and expand current border security operations to seal the border and protect the territorial integrity of the United States. Since President Trump took office, there have been more than 9,000 U.S. troops at the southern border, between 4,200 deployed under federal orders and another 5,000 National Guard troops deployed there by governors. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates.
Many Internal Revenue Service and Treasury workers will be enjoying their final week working from home. A posting on the National Treasury Employees Union website says that all workers living within 50 miles of an office will have to return to the office starting next Monday. Cyber criminals seem to be getting better at scamming people. Bankrate's latest financial fraud survey found that a third of U.S. adults have experienced financial fraud or a scam over the past year. Cyber criminals are known to usually reach out by phone, text, or email, so beware. Pepsi's launching a new spicy chip that uses natural ingredients instead of the artificial dyes in its Flamin' Hot chips. Starting today, Ruffles Hot and Spicy will hit shelves as the company looks to appease customers who are demanding the removal of artificial dyes from products. While the new chips won't be bright red like Flamin' Hots, the orange-colored chips with Flexa Spice will still pack quite a punch. Other companies such as Kraft Heinz and Conagra Brands are already making progress in replacing artificial dyes. I'm Dan Schwartzman, Bloomberg Radio.
Breaking news out of Mannheim, Germany. At least one person is dead. A number of people are injured after what local media reports is an immigrant in a car drove his car into a crowd in Mannheim, Germany.
Well, a first for the TCU women's basketball team.
The horn? No, and TCU wins their first ever Big 12 regular season championship.
What a turnaround story for TCU.
The call on FS1, not only is it their first ever Big 12 championship, just 2 years ago before the current regime took over, they were only 1-17 in conference play. They finished last, and this year they finished first. TCU topping Baylor 51-48 in Waco to win the Big 12 crown. Sedona Prince goes for 16 points, 19 rebounds in the win. A major payday is creeping up for arguably the Dallas Cowboys' best player.
Looks like the Cowboys may have turned a new leaf when it comes to offseason contract negotiations after a very prolonged process last year when it came to talks with quarterback Dak Prescott and wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, and have begun the process of extending star edge rusher Micah Parsons. According to Calvin Watkins of the Dallas Morning News, the Cowboys have begun general conversations with Parsons' agent. While there is speculation as to where the deal will land, looking at 49ers pass rusher Nick Bosa's five-year $170 million deal might be a good place to start. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There's some new hope for Texas putting choo-choos that go fast on a, well, quicker track. Here is David Rankin with the story.
It looks like a big name in the rail business is very interested in developing the high-speed rail project that we've been talking about for almost 35 years. It would let people go from Dallas to Houston in just 90 minutes. Amtrak is taking actual steps forward by looking for what it calls a delivery partner to work on high-speed rail. This partner would work as design and construction management and how the rail works commercially. Basically, it's Amtrak's liaison to the project. Amtrak got an extra $64 million from the federal government for the project in September. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm David Rankin, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
More problems for the Texas Lottery.
Senator Bob Hall is threatening to defund the Texas Lottery if it doesn't enforce a new bill that bans lottery courier services. He's been critical of the lottery since a New Jersey group won a huge jackpot using couriers. The proposed bill would make it illegal to buy lottery tickets online or through apps. If the lottery fails to comply, Hall warns it could face a complete budget cut, jeopardizing its operations. From the 24-Hour News Center, Steve Randall, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.